Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, the reaction on Twitter of these two pictures, I'm crying. We have tears streaming down our faces. If you haven't looked at the Twitter, and this is going viral because it just got retweeted by somebody with a Japanese comment on it, and I'm pretty certain that this is going to be a worldwide picture for what's an appropriate greeting during times of the Delta variant and what's not an appropriate greeting, something along those lines. So on Twitter, you have to – it's at Mark Hockman. I think you've retweeted it. I think Solana retweeted it. Nick Saban is greeting Crowder with this hug. And then the next picture, when I tell you – now, we're looking at this. Look at this. What – Solana, look at the – just look at the picture of me and Nick Saban that I tweeted. What am I thinking there? Right? Like, what's going – what's going through my mind? Somebody – a friend of mine, Josh, texts me. He goes – it looks like you're waiting for him to turn to you and say something like, oh, you have a nice smile, young man. like something. But what, like, I'm caught in a moment in time where this can't be happening to me. Do I not exist?
He saw your hand. I don't know if he saw you be connected to your hand.
Our friend Ryan Youssefi at the Miami New Times, he screen grabbed just him holding 3 of my fingers and said, this should be your new Twitter banner.
Oh, man, this is funny.
Oh, what am I thinking there? I mean, I am being disrespected to an unbelievable degree.
And then you had to talk to him for 15 minutes.
And he knows he's sitting down to talk to me.
Man, save it.
You have to, if you're not on Twitter, you have to look at just the responses that are coming in, because one response is funnier than another.
Three at Bucky's.
Wilson, look at what our friend Miami Barracuda did. Saban and Crowder, Saban and Hawk. I'm telling you, look through Twitter and the responses. One is funnier than the next. But I'm looking at the picture of myself and trying to remember, what am I thinking in this very moment?
I say you're asking us, what were you thinking?
I think my whole life flashed in front of my eyes. If I ever needed a reminder that I don't live in my own little bubble of where I'm a real famous radio star, that I'm actually just an AM radio hack in a hallway in Birmingham, Alabama, Nick Saban reminded me of that.
Saban's honest. He brought the honesty to us.
He has made me recalibrate everything I think about myself.
Did you say something? Did you say, hey, coach?
I'm telling you, his handler must have said to him, oh, that's Channing Crowder. Like, you know, he's got handlers, let him know. Yeah. That's Channing Crowder. That's COVID. Like, they.
Oh, hey, buddy. Okay. Keep it moving. Boy,
oh
boy, boy.
God.
Oh.
That was great. Oh, my God. All right, let's do headlines here, Solana, if you can keep it together. Have you looked at the picture, Solana?
I mean, I'm dying because it almost looks like immediately after he took out his hand sanitizer because he was just so disgusted.
Right. You're 100% right. It that almost even, like he had to even... go take a Silkwood shower. Just I'm handling three of my fingers for a half a second.
Solana, those pictures were taken literally 5 seconds apart. It looked like it was two different days.
Right?
He's right. Hugging me, smiling.
But it's almost like if you look at that picture, it almost looks like I am frozen and I'm just – at what point do I realize I'm not getting any sort of greeting whatsoever because he's past me and I still – it looks like I'm still waiting. Well, I'm sure the greeting is coming any moment now. We're going to connect here at some point.
You're going to wait till next year.
He had one foot in the mall.
Maybe next year. You know, you get a little cachet going.
Oh, my God. That was great. All right, Solana, let's get headlines.
It's your left hand on your headphones also that does it for me because it tells me that you were ready for at least some sort of acknowledgement from
Correct.
Nick Saban.
Yeah. Correct. I had my headphones on because I knew he was going to sit down with us. So I pulled one ear off, one headphone off an ear so that I could hear him say something along the lines of, you've been doing it a long time in Miami. Started with the Levitard show. I remember when we did the coaches show with the Dolphins, and nice to see what you made of yourself, young man. So that I was ready for that. So, right, I extended one hand and left my ear open to hear him say something nice about me. And, yeah, I was left.
Hey, man. It's no, who was it? Scott Frost? It's no Scott Frost that sat down.
Somebody tweets at me, we used to look up to you, Hockman. We thought you were famous.
Hey, Coach Ayo. Oh, my
God.
This is funny.
Oh, my God. Who am I? What happened to me? You bastard.
Don't let him take your joy,
you
man.
You bastard.
Don't let him take your joy.
Oh, man. That is funny as hell.
This picture's so depressing, I need to lay down.
Great tweet.
These tweets are funny.
God. That is great. All right, what do you have in the headlines?
This report is brought to you by Miami-Dade County. Are you recycling right? In Miami-Dade County's recycling program, you should only place these simple 5 items in your blue recycling cart.
It's almost
paper.
It almost would have been better if he just handed me his luggage to carry. Or handed me his keys like I was the valet.
Somebody tweeted. He put his hand out because he thought you had coffee.
The reason that he only grabbed 3 fingers is there's no coffee here.
He thought you had a coffee cup.
Oh, God.
Paper cans, cartons, cardboard, and bottles made from plastic or glass are the only 5 items, that you should be placing in your recycling bin. Learn more at miamidade.gov/recycling. Giannis Antetokounmpo dropped the 50 burger yesterday. He wins finals MVP. The Milwaukee Bucks, your 2021 NBA champions.
That is, I am Bobby Portis thinking that I am going to get series MVP. And Nick Saban is the series MVP trophy. And I'm well, hello, how are you? Hey. Where are you going?
So that makes me Giannis?
You are Giannis.
Yes, I like this analogy.
You are Giannis.
Hey, man, that was a good hug.
I mean, he couldn't have been warmer with you.
Oh, man. Smelled good. Had on some cologne. Yeah. Well, you didn't smell it. You were too far, but it smelled good. You were 15 feet away from him. I don't know how y'all touched.
Tonight, the Marlins will play at 7:05 p.m. versus the Nationals. It's a series finale in the nation's capital. And at 7:30 p.m., Inter Miami. They'll look to end this little losing skid they're on They'll play the Eastern Conference leading New England Revolution again, 7:30 p.m. kickoff time from Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, very good.
A possible Lionel Messi sighting. He's been in Miami, and La Pulga is what they call him, guys. And he's been all around. He opened up his house to visitors the other day. He was greeting them outside of his house. There were pictures of him all over South Florida the past couple of days. So maybe La Pulga in Fort Lauderdale tonight to watch David Beckham's Inter-Miami.
All right. He's getting better, warmer receptions than I got around South Florida from Nick Saban.
You're way too early. NBA championship odds for next season, the 2022 NBA season. You guys want to guess who has the best odds right now, according to Vegas, to win the NBA championship next year?
Ooh, that's a good question, because you would think it's going to be Milwaukee, but it's not,
no,
right?
The Nets.
The Lakers.
Nets.
I bet the Lakers.
It is the Brooklyn Nets, 13-4 are their odds. The Lakers are second, though, at 5-1,
oh, really?
And then the Bucks third at 7-1.
Yeah.
Clippers up there, too.
I mean, first of all, I don't care how good you are. It's difficult to repeat.
Yes.
So, you know, you have to take that into account. But, I mean, if Anthony Davis and LeBron are both healthy and they're able to add to that, this is great. Someone has replaced my head with the COVID virus.
Yep, I get away from him. Boy.
And yeah, I'll guarantee it right now. Milwaukee's not repeating next year. I guarantee it. Absolutely book it.
Well,
guarantee it. Write it down.
They weren't winning a finals with Giannis and Chris Middleton.
Actually, I did do that many times, but I'll guarantee they will not be repeating next season as NBA champions.
Are the Suns even in the top 10? Does it go that
deep?
They
are.
Yeah, it's a great question.
They're fourth.
Oh, really?
In front of the Clippers?
Wow.
In front of the Clippers, yes. I won't give away the Clippers because Crowder and I will probably do this segment tomorrow, Friday. So tune in tomorrow or Friday.
I love a good 24-hour tease, baby.
Hey,
I'll be ready, bro.
I mean, there's only so many Big Ten interviews that Joe Z is going to give us. So, you know.
Somebody says Solana should make another pillow with those two photos. Yeah, I have a feeling I'm gonna have a new pillow to match my Andre Agassi Ron Washington pillow.
I'm keeping the picture. You would save it. I just if I'm having a bad day, I'm gonna have it somewhere in my house. Oh, it tickles me.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Hot as hell outside in South Florida. Feels like 100 degrees still at around 415 right now in Miami. That's your weather.
Oh, my God. This thing is getting massive retweets and comments, and deservedly so. I cannot I have to figure out what was going on in my head. Each subsequent step that he took further away without acknowledging my existence.
Did you leave your hand out after he left?
It might still be there. I'm going to go check.
He walked off.
I think my hand is still there.
Oh, goodness.
Waiting for some sort of acknowledgement. I think at that point, I just wanted him to acknowledge that I existed. Not even that I was a radio guy. Just that you're a human being. And it was like...
He sat down and surprised. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, it's almost like you ever...
Hey, buddy.
You ever walk in... I don't know. You walk past the... You're outside and you just kind of brush your hand along a tree that you're walking past. That's kind of... Like, I was just kind of a tree for him to...
Or a shrub.
Just a shrub.
Oh, goodness gracious.
God, that is a career highlight for me, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know a Mount Rushmore moment of my radio career was going to happen in a hallway in Birmingham, Alabama. But sure as bleep it did.
Can you change our show picture? on the app to this, that picture of him and Saban.
What do you think? I mean, I'm sure. I mean, there's so many SEC people here. I have to be able to get his office address. Do you think he would autograph that picture for me if I had it printed?
Yes.
If I got that picture printed, sent it to his office, would he autograph it? Because I would absolutely frame that and put it in my bedroom.
You know what? And when he sees it, he would autograph it and think nothing's wrong.
Right.
Oh, another fan. Yep. It's another fan.
Another fan autograph.
Oh, that's funny.
That is terrific.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.